NBC News Radio, I'm Trey Thomas. The world is on alert with a new COVID variant spreading. President Biden will give an update on the nation's response Monday as travel restrictions begin from 8 African countries. Mark Mayfield with more.
The White House made that announcement on Sunday, and it comes after Dr. Anthony Fauci said it will take about 2 weeks to collect more data on the new Omicron strain. Biden and Fauci were among the officials involved in an emergency meeting Sunday to discuss the Omicron variant. The U.S. has already announced travel restrictions from multiple countries in southern Africa to try and combat the new mutation spread, but it's already been reported in a number of other nations, including Germany, Italy, the U.K., and now Canada. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Supreme Court is just hours away from hearing a case that could decide the future of abortion rights. A clinic in Mississippi is challenging a 2018 law that would ban women from ending their pregnancy after 15 weeks. Michael Cohen thinks former President Trump could be successfully indicted soon on campaign finance violations.
They are going after Donald. They're going after Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, a whole slew of individuals.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the president's former personal attorney blasted the Trump Organization for grifting supporters and its complicity in the crimes that landed Cohen in prison in 2018. Cohen was released last week from a 3-year prison sentence for tax fraud and lying to Congress. Trial starts Monday for an actor accused of staging a hate crime attack to further his career. Jussie Smollett claimed to be a victim almost 3 years ago and then defended himself on TV when speculation started to grow about his story. The case led to him being written off the Fox hit Empire. You're listening to NBC News Radio.